In the first video in this series, we created a simple data access layer and then programmed against that data access layer in some very simple code behind. In this video, we're going to create the same dataset object, but then we're going to manually bind that dataset object to a data grid. So let's fire up Visual Web Developer Express. We're going to say create a new website. Let's call this DAL grid for data access layer grid. Look at our default.aspx page and just gonna hop into design mode so that I can generate the code behind. Next, let's hop over to the Database Explorer, connect to our database, and I'm going to go through this piece a little bit quickly since I'll assume that you've watched the previous video where we drill down into the details. So we just want to quickly recreate the dataset object so that we can get to the point where we can do the manual binding against the data grid. So I'm going to select my videos directory database. Again, I'll give you a SQL backup so that you can restore that and use it if you want to follow along. Otherwise, you can go ahead and just follow along with the concepts and use your own data. So now I'm going to select add a new item, choose a data set, and call this videos.ds. And again, this is all explained in detail in the previous video, so I'm going through this fairly quickly. Put it in the app underscore code folder, which of course is what we want. Include the videos table. Make sure that the configuration is what we want. Okay, so now we're at the point where we've created this this data set along with configured the videos table adapter. And again, all of this was explained in detail in the previous video. So now we've gotten up to the point where we can use the data grid. Now, before we actually go do that, of course, we want to make sure that we save our data set. So if we go here, we can see that this little asterisk right here means that these files are not saved. And if I don't save the files, I'm just going to select Save All. If I don't save all the files, particularly this data set, then Visual Studio can't reflect on the XML that's in my XSD file, and therefore it's not able to offer IntelliSense to help me code against the data set. So if you start writing code and you can't find the data set objects for, in our case, VideoDS, then that's probably why. IntelliSense doesn't know about them because we haven't saved them. And if when you save them, it takes just a few seconds for Visual Studio to get updated for IntelliSense, and then you're ready to program against them. So in our case, we're going to go ahead and hop to the page load. Before we do that, let's go into the Solution Explorer and look at our default view where we can add a data grid. So I'm going to add a data grid to our ASPX page. Now, we're not going to choose a data source because we don't actually have a data source object. We have a data set object. I am going to say auto format so that we can make it look just a little bit pretty. And these are a bunch of the sort of default ones. You can, of course, specify your own CSS files for the header, the rows, the alternating rows. So if you want to use images or whatever sort of anything you can do in CSS, you can do for the header and the rows and the alternating rows. One of the things to take note of is that because we're using this this videos database that I've created, and a collection of that data is very long string data, so the long URLs to the individual file downloads as well as the description, it's not going to look very good when we show it in the grid by default. In subsequent videos, we'll look at formatting a grid to sort of have the look and feel that we want, even when the data isn't conducive to being displayed in columns. But for the purposes of this demo, I'm just going to use that video database because we're going to be building a whole collection of demos against that video database. And we're going to bind to the grid, but understand it won't be super pretty by default. All right, so here we have a grid. We've specified a default style. Now we can go ahead and go into the code behind and very simply program against it. So let's say dim adapter as new video table adapters, table adapter. And then here we can say grid view 1 dot data source equal videos adapter dot get data. Now all we have to do is call the bind method, so we can say grid view 1 dot bind it's data bind. Now run our application. Now notice, as I mentioned, this grid has a lot more data that's not really ideally formatted. So we're just doing this just to get started with data access and using a grid. So here is a grid. Notice the alternating rows. Here is the title of the video. Here is the text of the description. Categories, some keywords, the author, author's contact information. Here are the actual links, right? So if we actually paste one of those links in, we'll actually get to a video. So that's it. That's all it takes to create that custom data access layer and then bind to a grid view. And then in subsequent videos, we'll look at how to be a little bit more selective in terms of what data we select, as well as how we uniquely format based on the video. So for example, what we might want to do here is not use this in the grid view. Maybe we only want this to be in the editable view, but instead we might use this default WMV file and make this a hyperlink. In future videos we'll show a lot about how you can manipulate the look and feel of the data grid. But in this instance, we saw how easy it was to create that data set and then bind that data set as the data source of a grid view.